Well, shalom, and welcome to another 3 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you music of interest, particularly if you're a lover of Chazanis, but we do play other Jewish music. This particular program is a special, a Zim special. It will feature two brothers, Saul and Paul Zim. And, you know, there are a few instances of brothers and families starring in the world of Chazanis. One thinks of the Koussevitzky brothers, the Bornstein brothers, the Herstig family, and there may be a few others. But then there are the Zim brothers. But before we get to the history of the family, I want you to hear the outstanding composition of Avinu Shebashamayim, sung by its composer, Saul Zim. This is just to get you into the Zim, Zimmelman, Zimmel mood. We'll get to that later. Okay? Saul Zim with Avinu Shebashamayim, his own composition.
Name, but it's out. Simchat olam v'liyoshvah Avinu, sheva shamayim Tzur Yisrael v'golo
Okay, that's a great way to start this special of the brothers Saul and Paul. Their father, cantor Samuel Zimmelman, was born in Poland into a family steeped in chazanis. Samuel succeeded his father at the large Hochschule of their town. With the rise of Hitler, the tragic Holocaust claimed the lives of Samuel's sisters. Cantor Zimmelman with his wife and three children, Milton, Ralph, and Sydney, found refuge in Canada. While living in Montreal, Saul was born in 1940. Paul's birthplace was in Toronto in 1943. Cantor Zimmelman eventually moved to Portland, Maine, where he became the cantor of Congregation Shari Tefila. He died in 1980 at the age of 83. Currently, the oldest son, Milton, is living in Queens. Ralph died in 2015, a couple of years ago. Rabbi Sidney Zimmelman was a Talmudist. He became a rabbi and held rabbinical posts in Flatbush Jewish Center, in Schenectady, in Cincinnati, and then in Fort Worth, Texas, where he is now. He has served for approximately 12 years. Cantor Saul studied with Hugo Weisgall, Shalom Secunda, Oscar Julius, and David Kusevitsky. He attended Yeshiva Torah Vedat, Yeshiva University, the JTS, and Brooklyn College. He has been the cantor at Hollis Hills Jewish Center since 1964. Cantor Paul attended Yeshiva Torah Vedat also in Brooklyn, the Hebrew Institute of Long Island. He received a Bachelor's of Sacred Music at the Cantor's Institute Seminary College of Jewish Music at the JTA. Among his music teachers were Oscar Julius, Jacob Rosmarin, and Moshe Kusevitsky. He served at Bethel in Borough Park, succeeding Moshe Kusevitsky, then to the Bronx Schiff Center. When Tucker died, Richard Tucker, Paul took his place at Chicago's Park Synagogue as cantor for the High Holy Days. He also held positions at Sutton Place Synagogue and Hillcrest Jewish Center. And eventually, where he is presently, he as a congregation, Gesher Shalom, the Fort Lee Jewish Center for the past 18 years. Okay, we're going to hear the first album. Now, I have about 50 or 60 albums of the brothers. When I say albums, it's 33s, cassettes, and CDs. They really were very, very prolific in, and produced some really wonderful music. The only album using the name Zimmelman was his first album in 1965. Let's begin with hearing Saul chanting Habet, a composition by Moshe Genshoff.
Habet, habet, mishomayim rei. Habet, habet, mishomayim rei. Ki ayin long of a careless, long of a Shabbat
שב נו קטן לא תבוק יול להרוב ולבית ולמטו
How about that? He was 25 years old. He was born in 1940, and this was recorded in 1965. And from the same album, as I said, is the only album that has Sal and Paul as Zimmelman, we're going to hear Paul chanting Shema Yisrael, an Abe Elstein composition. And Paul was 22 years old at the time of this particular recording. Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael Adoshem Elokeinu Adoshem Echod Ooh.
we ash me in bracham of shayen news. Chenis, chenis, leyenei, leyenei kolechon. Vehu yashmienu, yashmienu, vehu yashmienu beracham of chenis, chenis leyenei leyenei kol echol vehu yashmienu berachamov berachamov chenis chenis Leyenei kolechoi Veyo yashmienu Berachamov Berachamov Shenis 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 Leyenei Lios, 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 Lios,
enjoy that as much as I did, listening to both Saul and Paul at such an early age. The brothers paid a visit to Israel in 1966, and there they met the Mudjitzer Rebbe, and on their return to the States, they recorded this album. It was called Zimmel Brothers Sing Hasidic Melodies. So let's hear the first which of the Mudjitzer melodies. There were also other melodies that were written by Saul on that album. But we'll get to, let's make sure I have this right, L'chod Dodi. Yes, that's the first Mudjitzer selection.
Oh, no.
Okay, the next selection is one that you should find familiar. It's also Mudgets. This is Kadashenu. The Shomru coming up.
Oh, man.
was from a 1966 album. Let's go to 1968 when Saul came out with Favorite Jewish Melodies. Of course, the favorites, you know some of the old chestnuts. We certainly recognize a Chazendol of Shabbos as one of the greats.
Es gekommen zu vorn nach Hasen und Akren steht alle Hoi da Wenn in a Shabbos Hoi da Wenn in a Shabbos Sein gekommen im Herren die drei Schönste Im Ballebot Im Fund im Städtel Die drei schönste Ballebaut mir von dem Städtel. Einer a Schneiderl, der zweite Rakowalczykl und der dritte Rift sich hoppet der Schneider, rift sich hoppet der Schneider, ai, 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 hot Soi wie min geht mit Nordl ja Stoch und mit Nase nur ja Press oh jo der Gedavent Hoppet der Kowalczykl, rift sich hoppet der Kowalczykl, ai, 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 soll ihm geht mit der Kläschchen so ja quetsch und mit dem Hammer euer Setz oi ist du Sachasen Hoppet der Balagolschikel Rift sich hoppet der Balagolschikel Ai, 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 ai Puyote Puyote du ta zoi wie min git mit leite so ja zi und mit bei steuer was ja oh is dus achasen
He was 28 years old. Can you imagine? 28 years old when this is recorded in 1968. Okay, another from the favorite Jewish melodies. This will be a doodler, Saul.
So well. Se vuoi caldo, non è vuoi stando, rafdo, non è tu, viderdo, ombardo, du, Samets in God to do Call Wo mir kann mir, wo ich wann mir du.
Saul Zim at the age of 28 with a doodla. Okay, well, next year the brothers Zim. This will be Od Vinuchai, 1973. Enjoying this retrospective, is that the right word? Yes, this is a very enjoyable thing for me to do. What happened was I pulled out all my records, and as you may or may not know, you know, a lot of these were never re-recorded onto CDs, and so I would say 90% of this show is the result of my recording from actual albums that I have of Saul and Paul. Now, there are many, many cassettes. I didn't even touch the cassettes. 40 cassettes. I'll have to wait to some other point in my life to listen through them and select them and perhaps have an update sometime in the future. But here you're getting, I think, a pretty clear idea as to the talent and the versatility of each of the brothers, Saul and Paul. Let's get to an album Paul Zim remembers Moshe Koussevitzky. And we'll be hearing Vili Rushalayim Yircha.
Yerushalayim ircha berachamim ורחמים תושו ברחמים 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 תושו ולירושלים ירחה ברחמים 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 ושישכון בסוחו כאשר דיברתו ושישכון בסוחו כאשר דיברתו ושישכון בסוחו כאשר דיברתו כאשר דיברתו ובני עושה בקרוב ביום ובני עושה בקרוב ימיני מן העולם ובני עושה בקרוב בימינו ובני עושה בקרוב בימינו ובני עושה ובני עושה בקרוב בימינו ובני עושה בקרוב בימינו בני David David Tovo Hashem Boine 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 Oh, nay, Yerushalayim.
Okay, I was trying to figure out 43. He was 43. He was 32 years old, Paul, when he recorded this. Our next selection coming right up. There are quite a few selections that I would say were favorites of mine, and this particular one is Father, Can You Answer Me? I think I may have it right that the music is from La Traviata, but I think that's the right one. Yes, the music is from La Traviata. Father, can you answer me?
Father, can you answer me? Why is there such bigotry? Why were tribes of Israel lost? Why was there a Holocaust? If we live by holy law, why is man still waging war? Is it all a travesty? Father, can you answer me? We were slaves in Pharaoh's land. We were freed by God's command. People of the book are we. For ourselves we have to be. Let my people go, we dreamed. Eretz Yisrael redeemed. Our legacy. Jerusalem restored, may it be thy will, O Lord. Ethics of our fathers learn, Aliyah means we return. In the covenant we trust, walking humbly as we must. With Yerushalayim ours, no more Dachau's, Babi Yar's. At the wall we do not dwell, at Entebbe's we don't fail, at Masada we won't die, we say Am Yisrael. Say Alevi, Israel Chai, Israel Chai.
I love that song, and it's done so well. It's we'll hear more of Paul. That's from a 1978 album. That was Father, Can You Answer Me? And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of this Zim special. Stay tuned. There's a lot more wonderful, wonderful music. And, of course, if you have any comments or requests, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. jmusic@aol.com. And don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. So thank you very much, and see you in a few minutes. Shalom.